Here's one of my friends. I just saw this the other day, so I took a screenshot of it. I love my little guy, but the last 4 months have been so hard. I work full-time. I have to. We have so many financial obligations. I have to bring in more money than most families and dual income bring in. Anyways, she's the type of person who might put something out there that has a challenge, financial challenge. Most people don't do that. Write a heartfelt message on a greeting card and send it to them. And if they're closer friends, drop off some goodies to them. At the very least, send them a private message with empathetic, positive well-wishes. So don't just comment. You got to go above and beyond if you want to stand out and be a friend. Send them a private message. All right, these are people that you know. Do it at the same time every day. Systematize this. Who here is from Houston? Okay, you guys know who Mattress Mack is, right? Mattress Mack, you cannot tell whether it's him writing his posts or someone else. I swore for a long time it was him writing it, and I still today do not know. Go look at Mattress Mack's Facebook page. You don't know whether he's writing it or not. Yeah, Jim McInbell. Okay, here's some other examples. This is a friend of mine, Noah St. John. Okay, some of you might know him because he's a trainer. Our daughter's beloved dog Rusty passed away. That's a big deal. How many of you got dogs? And how many of you had dogs that passed away? It's a total death in the family. It is tragic. We got our dog Oreo, and you know the day that he dies is going to be very, very difficult for our family. So wouldn't it be cool to reach out to him right now? Okay, it's one thing to just interact with them. Now we're taking it to an entirely different level. We're comforting them right when they need it. Nate Dominguez, and don't do this just to get referrals. Do it because you're a great human being and the guy's a friend of yours and you do feel for him. Nate Dominguez, friend of mine over in Arizona, he's got the flu. Nicole, she's just depressed. Okay, she's just depressed. Seriously, overworked. I'm over people. I'm just over life in general. Okay, she's got issues. All right, but I would want to send something to her. At the very least, send her a private message with a heartfelt message. Celebrate successes. Here's a friend of mine who just had his anniversary. These are all, I just put these in a PowerPoint 2 days ago. So this is just recent. Here's a friend of mine, his anniversary, been 38 years together. Here's another friend of mine, lives in Canada. His daughter has been winning gold medals at these skating championships. This guy's been, I'm a member of a group, kidney transplants, because I've had a kidney transplant, and this is his something anniversary of his kidney transplant. I'm a member of another weight loss group, low-carb weight loss group, and look how much weight she's lost. It's amazing. Amazing. And there's another friend who passed an exam. What is it? I can't tell the type of exam. It's kind of blurry. So these are all successes, and these things are happening to your friends on a daily basis, and you can see them right on Facebook. And so go and do something for them, all right? This is the easiest thing to do in the world. You can tell when all your friends' birthdays are by just going to Facebook. You click on events on the left-hand side, and Facebook tells you the birthdays of your friends that are coming up in the next couple weeks. I mean, the data is right there for you. Before social media existed, you'd have to ask somebody for their birthday. It's just sitting right there saying, use me. Use me. It's right there. It's so easy to do. It's super easy. So, let me just show you. Can I get on a computer? So this morning, I don't know if I'll be able to get back to my PowerPoint.